When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Who changed the music back?
Well.
Oh, right.
So here's the question, Ike. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's, Brandon Graham Show at 6, Players Lounge at 7 with Cooper DeGene.
Better get this answer right.
Now, let me ask you this, Ike.
Yes.
I just want to ask you a question. Do you think if, when we make changes like that in the show, we have a different music at a different time, you know, we do this at this time, wouldn't it be great if there was one document that a producer could follow that
you
had all those changes, especially if your producer is about to go out on paternity leave? Wouldn't it be good if all that stuff was in one place?
Yeah.
If the host asked for weeks and weeks and weeks for one of those documents to be created, do you think that would help in making
that
sure
that would help Buzz out?
Well, okay. Yes. All right. This one's not a Buzz fault. I forgot to tell him about the new song.
Because if it was on the document.
Yeah, but the document, I would have had to have updated the document.
Yes, that's what I'm telling
which
you.
Which I'm not sure I would have updated the document. Because I would have, because it was a, it's not a traditional rundown thing,
but it should be a traditional
rundown.
Just
say it was a holiday and you was ready to get out of here.
What? No, I'm taking.
It's been, what's it been, a holiday for a month?
It's not been a holiday for a month. We made the change on Monday, maybe, or last Thursday.
Get to your damn game ball.
Yeah, man. I'm not even introducing it. Play the thing.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, oh. Beautiful five.
It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
I'm not having fun.
I miss the rage. I miss the rage music.
Now he's trying to play kick.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see. All right. It's going well. I'll get on that document.
Would you get to the game?
Honestly, the worst thing for Jack is going to be if I have to create the document.
I think I started it.
Well, I'm just telling you, if I have to figure out all this stuff to put it on the document, that is your worst nightmare if I have to do it.
Well.
We're on the air.
My fifth game ball is going to Braden Mann because I'm a football guy.
Giving him butter, yes.
Yeah, he was pinning those guys deep.
He was.
And he was, and he gave Sirianni the confidence to keep punting, which I appreciate.
How about that?
Yeah, that stuff matters.
We may have punted more in that game yesterday than we have all year in one game.
Credit to the coverage team, too, not doing anything where you step in the end zone and you touch it accidentally.
I mean,
there were a couple of close calls there that I
Sidney
thought
would
did.
Never.
Listen,
yeah.
Well, I can't wait till my guy gets on the field, man.
I was surprised they went to McCollum over him.
I am, too. I don't know what's going on with Vic Fangio, but I'm going to let it ride because we're playing well. Sidney Brown is a damn menace out there on the field. You see him out there covering kicks?
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, go ahead. Good plan.
Braden Mann.
Because I'm a football guy. The fourth game ball I'm giving to Zach Bond. I feel like I'm giving it to Zach Bond every week. You know, like it's pretty nondescript. He just goes out, led the team in tackles again. Had a,
number four on the list.
I know. A lot of guys played well yesterday. And there was a key situation late. He created a lot of havoc on Lamar.
The tackle in the backfield on Derrick Henry. Was that on third down that he made that play?
Believe so.
Yeah. Might have been third down. It made it third and long.
Yeah.
I know it was a big play, though.
Yeah, well, he's all over the field.
Was that the play before the Cooper DeGene play? So it was second down then on the Zach
Bond
play.
This was in the third quarter, I believe, when he made this play.
Yeah.
Zach Bond is a monster.
Monster.
Third game ball given to Saquon. Once again, a little bit of an MVP run yesterday. If Josh Allen didn't maybe catch the ball after he, a little end around.
That one, yeah, that hurt.
Felt like a bit of an end.
In the snow.
Like an MVP moment.
Yeah. It did. Because Saquon had one, And then they kept chipping away and chipping away, and they never went away from it. And they kept believing in Saquon. All you hear about, that's the number one rush defense in the league. And I think the offensive line, by the way, took that personal, which this team takes a lot of things personal, which I appreciate. But yes, and Saquon just kept pushing and had the big run. So he continues to be Saquon, but being able to be also a great closer, which he's been for this team, has been remarkable.
Dude, he was one tackle away at least three times from breaking a big one.
A different one, yeah.
Man, three different times, like the last guy got him. And you can see when he hops up, he's like, oh, that was it.
Yep.
That was the one I knew I was going to break. Yep. So he was very close to having a huge day yesterday.
The other thing that is important about sticking to the run, even if it's not working, is that so much of the success in the run game is just beating the crap out of defense over and over and over again. So those runs are more likely to happen in the second half when they've had to go against an offensive line that is pushing them around for two quarters. So, and I think the Eagles know that, and they continued down 9-0. They didn't get rid of that the running game.
And I saw where Lane said after the game that Roquan Smith was basically calling out every play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I've never seen it before. It is not since Luke Kuechly. That's how good of a player Roquan Smith is in film study. It's just somehow he had a good beat on what they were doing and everywhere they were going. So sometimes you got a middle linebacker like that, he's getting guys in the right place. But to Spike's point, he just made, you got to stick with it anyway. You got to stick with the run. You got to stick with it, and they did.
Because eventually it's gonna work.
Yep.
Like eventually it's going to work.
Yep.
And we keep talking about the scenario of, well, what's going to happen when Jalen has to do this and Jalen has to do that. It's just and again, they might have to. But the way they're set up, it's remarkable. The second game ball. I'm giving to Nick Sirianni.
Oh,
welcome to the game ball.
Coach again.
Welcome to the game balls, Nick. Oh, Howard just walked
moment.
In. Very excited.
Man, should have gave Howard a game ball.
Yeah, I know. Another workmanlike performance by the gang.
I saw him on the sideline yesterday.
Yeah.
Yellow headphones yesterday, huh? Yeah. How about that?
He'll break it
Yellow
all down. He'll break it all down. But why I'm giving Nick Sirianni a game ball is that, again, there's been a lot of, well, this is the trap game. Well, this is the game they're going to lose. And I thought what was so impressive the last 2 weeks, when he talked in the past about we're a physical football team, I never really believed him. I thought this team had been a little bit soft and skill position wise. Like they can out talent people, but I didn't see the grit. You're starting to see the real grit of this football team. And I think being able to go down to Baltimore against a team like that, whose whole philosophy, it's them and the Steelers, is we're going to out tough you. And they took it to the Ravens. That's a reflection of the head coach, and that's why I give him a game ball.
Wow,
now, he's a little cocky for me, but that's fine. It's great when they're winning, and I'm happy for him.
You got to give him a little bit of wiggle room.
That's why I got
him a little bit of wiggle room.
And you know what? I give him credit today. His press availability today was not the cocky Nick.
He pulled it back.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
It
back.
He knew it.
Back.
He was pretty straight. He didn't even ramble very much today.
Nope. He knew it.
Yep.
In and out. Yep. In and out. But the number one game ball, I'm giving to a guy that I believe has gone from pretty good talent to an absolute game wrecker, and that is Jalen Carter. I mean, Jalen Carter in the end around blew that up, getting held on almost every single play, creating havoc up the middle. He is a total game changer. I thought he's the best player on the field, and you can make the case he's the best player on the Eagles.
Yeah, he's certainly in that conversation. No doubt about it. Boy, it is so much untapped talent there, man. When it finally does, like, click for him to where he's like, oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
Right.
Because sometimes you don't know how good you are. You have people tell you, well, you know, you could do this if you don't really believe it. And you flash and you turn it on when you want to. But, man, Jalen Carter, I got to admit, I've been so impressed with his desire to be the best player on the field. Like, that's not a given for guys with talent. You know, some guys, it does come natural to them. And some guys take their talent for granted. And it seems like a light switch has gone off to Jalen that he should be the best player on the field. Doesn't mean he's always going to be the best player on the field, but he should think, this is how I got to go out and play as if I'm the best player on the field. And by the way, I mean both offensively and defensively. Like, that's the type of talent he has. That when we talk about Aaron Donald, that's Aaron Donald. That's Warren Sapp. Like, that's that type of talent where they're the best player on the field regardless of what side of the ball.
And what I love about him is he's starting to show some of the
got a little attitude.
A little bit of edge.
Oh, I love a little tune. I love a little attitude. Keep it in check. I don't need New Orleans, Jalen. We're going to cycle on the sideline. I don't right. necessarily need that. But I don't mind a little I'm the bully on the field.
I
like that. We need that.
Two things on Jalen Carter. The one thing that's going to start happening as he plays more and I guess as he studies is it'll be less about as much about his physical talent and more about setting up and understanding, well, I'm going to do this to this guy for the first two series, and he's going to think that I'm going to do this, but later on I'm going to do that, which comes with time. And the other thing, your caller mentioned the success of drafting guys who are successful college programs. I think there can be pluses and minuses there.
Sure.
Because when you're drafting somebody who plays at one of those programs, they probably spend a lot of their career being bigger and stronger and faster than everybody they're playing against, not used to losing, by the way. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing, because when players get here, I think sometimes, and especially when they get drafted high, and he hasn't dealt with that very much here because they've won, but you go from a team that never loses to a team that all of a sudden you've lost four in a row and you're not very good and you have to be the same guy. So it's not always as easy as picking the most talented guys from Alabama and Georgia.
No, I agree. It's just not that simple. And I thought Donovan made a great comp to Jalen. And it is a very good comp when you think about the body size and everything else. Richard Seymour was an absolute monster. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. If he's not in the Hall of Fame, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Richard Seymour is in the Hall of Fame. But that's kind of somebody that size and still have the ability to rush the passer and stop the run. Chris Jones is another great comp. Next step for Jalen is going to be moving him around. Right now we line him up in that three technique to where he's trying to get one-on-ones, but he's getting double-teamed majority of the time. When he starts to understand schemes and all of that, they're going to be able to move him to the end. They're going to be able to pick out which lineman they want him to attack. So that's what Kansas City does with Chris Jones. That's what the Rams used to do with Aaron Donald. You move him around so it makes it harder for an offensive line to scheme against you.
Well, can you imagine you're a tackle and you've been going against Nolan Smith for a quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's Jalen Carter? It'd be a different world. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors till December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen.
Well, you was on fire again yesterday, Rios.
Say again, Ike.
I said you were on fire again yesterday on Twitter.
Hey, man, you know, I guess it's something I'm getting used to right now. You know what I mean?
It's a problem, though, Rick. I mean, like, you on Twitter, game changer.
I started seeing the tweets again yesterday. I'm like, oh, there you go. There's Rios right there.
I kind of get to express a little bit more without, like, being without profanity like I am on this call right now.
I have noticed the profanity. Yeah, I have noticed the profanity.
Yeah. You got some good profanity too,
yes.
Spike.
Oh, yeah. Spike goes from – that's Twitter Spike.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it. But, man, let me just say this. the team on both sides, the monsters of Pound Town, both ways, you can pick your poison. You know what I mean? Like man, I just say this. If after that game, anybody who was so hyped after that game, if you did not go to Pound Town, shame on you, man. Shame on you. I feel sorry for you. But anyway, but that's just the way I felt with the game. Look, check it out. Look, just the thing that is great, what I grew up on.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Being from North Philly, the heart, the inner city, everything. You talk about the physicalness. You talk about the violence. You talk about the determination. Not giving up. And don't like nobody messing with their brothers. The city gets to feel that. And just like it been saying all day, with the running game and our defense embodies what the city is. And I love it because these young folks these days, people who are so sensitive and everything, you get to see now what Philadelphia is to a certain extent with what we're doing. That embodies who the hell we are. We ain't no punks. We don't stand down, and we do what we got to do. You know what I mean? So I love that. It's a great thing for the youngest anybody to see, understand that this is what you do on the field, especially when you see a young man, what is he, 21 years old? Yo, they call this guy, I don't know why anybody would call somebody their king, but they call him King Henry or whatever it is. Like, just same thing people do with LeBron. It's very disturbing for a man to say it. But anyway, to do what he did and went straight. You talk about tackling. One thing I know about it that they used to drill in my head, keep your feet moving and go at the hips. Keep the feet moving. And, man, he dug his feet in that ground and took his big ass down. Couldn't say nothing. Nothing. And you got a rookie who did this? This is our city. This embodies the draft picks and everything that came with it. This is who the hell we freaking are. Damn, man, what can I say? And look, man, like, have y'all ever, you know what's so great? Have y'all ever put fear in somebody's eyes and seen it?
Nope.
Any of y'all?
Sure have, buddy. Sure have.
Never.
Not these two guys.
Well, maybe Jack once when I was the program director, but that
was
probably
it. Yeah, well, and Richie when I took a sandwich.
Yes, yeah, that
well, look,
too.
If y'all haven't, if anyone ever hasn't did that, man, let me tell y'all something. I don't care what anybody says. They want to think of it in a bad way. Man, that stuff feels so good when you know it. When you could look and you freaking know it, looking at their eyes where people know, like, look, them guys or that person or whoever it is ain't nothing to bleep with. That is something, I mean, it's talent. It's some type of talent. It's something that's great, and a man needs to embody stuff like that. And they talk about, yes, you got gangrene defense. You got stuff. They talk about nicknames. or whatever it is. I'm trying to come up with some. I'm thinking of the, you know, Concrete Jungle Bullies. You know, I thought of Bird Box, but people got to see the movie to understand when I say Bird Box. Like how we say go birds and you say Bird Box, it's so beautiful. The defense is so beautiful. But you, when you keep your eyes open, that's when the violence comes. I love it, man. Look, gentlemen, let me tell y'all something, man. Keep the show violent. Because yes, that's what it is. That's
yep.
where ratings go. Ratings go up. People love it. All this other sucker stuff is not our radio station. And also, y'all do, you know, certain songs for different hours or whatever it is.
Rage Against the Machine, 5 o'clock.
Well, it comes to some point. Like, I was just, you know, I was already violent Saturday. I went to the State Property Lox concert. You know, they Jeezy was there. They had Lil' Kim also there. But the State Property stuff, let me tell y'all something. Y'all got to set forth some Philly stuff, some real Philly stuff also, and some music, if y'all know, like the Beanie Siegel and Petey Crack Gotta Have It or something. Y'all got to, I'm telling you, this is all about Philly. We're going straight to the bowl, and I'm already thinking I got to get myself prepared to get a beat and to start writing for another song if we get to that Super Bowl, because that's when I would drop it. Gentlemen, I freaking love y'all. Gritty and violence, that's what we about. Peace.
Well, I've never seen somebody afraid of me when I look into their eyes, ever. I know what it feels like to exude fear, never to cause fear.
Jack, what about you?
Jack, you ever make somebody terrified just by looking them in their eyes?
No.
Look at that face.
Well, I disagree with Spike's assessment.
Of what?
Of striking fear into someone, as someone who worked under you in some situations.
But never physically.
Not fit, but never yes. physically. Well, but you are, your way of words.
Yes.
Might as well be physical.
Look, I have different strategies for different people. You may have once in a while gotten the, I think, did you get the fear look when it was COVID and you came out of the bathroom with your hands all wet? Wiping your face?
Yeah, I did. I had to wake myself up. You didn't shove me into the one room. It was an aggressive push.
Keeping distance.
Yeah. I was like, never again. Never again, sir.
I was trying to keep everybody healthy. You're Justin right. in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
Good.
What's up, Justin?
Now, Justin, you say kick your crack shut all the time. Yeah. You've never besides in a movie theater when someone was harmlessly looking at their phone, you've never struck fear into someone's eyes.
I did a time or two. I got in two or three fights in high school
there
you go.
Yeah. All right. Never a doubt. Okay.
And wait till Walker gets big and you got to line him out. You'll strike fear in his heart.
I'm worried about that one.
That'll be to you.
I believe my T levels are going up, though, so...
Yeah, I can see Walker and his brother running over Jack right now.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie T levels.
Owen has seen like nothing but just red on me before. He says I look like a mat sometimes because it starts in my neck and goes to the top of my head where I'm bald.
Justin, I got to be honest, buddy. I don't see that.
Well,
I don't see that side
you
of
got, you. I'm telling you,
you're not supposed to see that
it
side.
It takes a lot, but when I'm there, look out, Jack.
Kids normally do bring it out of you.
Oh, you ain't kidding. My 18-year-old son, bud, you talk about kicking crack shit. I could do that all day long. Yeah. My leg would get tired. I could do it wrong. But anyway, following Rios, man, that's tough. I mean, Rios, that's like the attitude era of WWE. That's like somebody coming out trying to follow Stone Cold. You know what I'm saying? But Vic Fangio, dude, we have all, for years, always heard about, like, when they hired Jonathan Gannon. Oh, they got him because he runs a Fangio-style defense. And then he screwed us. Could you imagine what would have happened if he hadn't screwed us and we could have gotten Fangio instead of Sean Desai? How far ahead this defense would be already? That's just another reason why I want to kick Jonathan Gannon's crack shut right there, man. That dude, he ain't got enough sense to God give a goose. I'm telling you that right now. That gum Jonathan Gannon, I just get madder than hell every time I think about that. But number two, man, y'all talking, you hanging with Mr. Cooper tonight, I guarantee the ladies will be out for that. But I guarantee it. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Rios ain't there like trying to pick up scraps or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But But Vic Fangio, man, what he has done with this defense, and it's like he's lit a fire under Jordan Davis' hind end, too.
Yeah.
He was on the field, like, for I think it was 13 design run plays, and they only gained 20 yards on 13 design run plays. He was on the field.
That might have been Jordan Davis' best game of the season right there.
Almost gave him the game ball.
Well, it really was.
Could have gave it to both of them.
Spike doesn't like when I do the dual game balls.
Well, I wanted you to make a decision.
Yeah, I know.
Grow up.
Yep.
Well, another thing, too, the comp to Richard Sherman is great, but didn't Richard Sherman also go to Georgia A&M?
Seymour, yep. Seymour. He did. Yep, he went to Georgia.
Seymour, I'm sorry, I picked Sherman. Seymour is a Georgia
he
guy.
He is.
Too.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was a great comparison. As soon as Donovan said that, I was like, oh, my God, I've been missing.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Yeah, that's a great comparison.
I mean, like you said, body size and everything. And, man, just watching, like, these two rookie corners play the way they have. I mean, our defense on average is like 10 when you count BG and Darius. The average age is still like 25, 26 years old. When you bring in a 32-year-old Darius and a 35-year-old BG. So, I mean, we are so young, and they're going to be so cheap for so long. Like, this defense is going to be phenomenal. So, we got to sign Zach Bond, guys. This guy, we can't find linebackers, and we found one.
Yep.
Scrap heap, dude. Like, Vic Fangio's like, this guy is not an alpha. Like, he is an inside linebacker. We have to keep. When we got Devin White, we thought we had something. We didn't have nothing when we got Devin White. We've got a we got an all-pro linebacker in Zach Bond. Like, if this guy ain't all-pro, I don't know who he is, man. But like Corey said, he's having Luke Kuechly-type numbers. But that game yesterday, man, that was like, honestly, I featured the daggone Ravens game all year. I had it marked as a loss. I did. I'm sorry, because Lamar does not lose at home in this season. He don't.
Yep.
But we went in there and we beat his ass like a Cherokee drum. Lamar was so confused, he didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. But anyway, I'm going to get out here and let them go.
Yep.
Jens have had a hell of a show. I love you, boys. I mean, I'll let you later. Oh, and how about them Eagle fans that daggone Ravens stages? Man, you could hear them chanting MVP, boys. That fired me up. But anyway, I'm going to get out there and let you go. I love y'all. I mean.
All right, Justin. All right, Jess. Love you, buddy.
I think it was just Seltzer.
Kicking crack shuts.
Seltzer's in the stands.
How about Seltzer going down to the game yesterday?
Yep.
It looked cold.
He went with fans of Philly? Was
A Go Birds road trip?
Did he tell everyone how tired he was the whole trip down there?
I don't know. But I'm sure he was hitting a high note on the MVP chain.
I saw snow flurries yesterday.
There was some snow flurries.
Yeah.
It's good football.
Start tearing up a little bit.
Did Seltzer have more than two beers? Because we know Seltzer more than two beers can
get. No doubt. And he didn't have to drive.
Oh.
He was just on a bus.
A little bit of trouble with Seltzer has more than two beers. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Drunk Seltzer, something else.
Well, what about triple shot espresso Seltzer?
Ooh. Who'd you rather be locked in a room with? Drunk Seltzer or triple shot espresso Seltzer?
Probably drunk Seltzer.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, probably.
Seltzer's just he's
wound.
He's a close talker when he drinks.
He is a close talker when he drinks.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take as much Seltzer as I get.
Yeah, Seltzer's cool, man.
I love Seltzer.
Yeah. Love Seltzer.
I'm just being honest.
And he's happy.
He's a very, very, very happy drunk.
Yes.
The problem with
he gets so happy, he's almost dangerously happy, and it moves to violent, I guess.
A big like.
Well, we know he has a violent streak in him.
He does.
Yeah, we know that.
But triple shot espresso Seltzer is shaking whatever. Like he can move a mountain.
Yeah. Well, you ever sit next to that guy?
Yeah. Do you remember the booth in the playoffs?
Oh yeah.
Shaking the whole booth.
Yes. All right.
Love you, buddy.
We have. Welcome to the show. We have the Brandon Graham show coming up at 6 with myself, Howard Eskin, Brandon Graham, and then. Here at Chickies and Pete's, we will have the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Cooper DeGene is their guest this week. Also next, speaking of Cooper DeGene, he talked about his hit on King Henry yesterday, and what he said was actually very funny. We'll play that tape for you next. We are at Chickies. As I mentioned, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. Now, it doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. And now's the perfect time to get in on the action because new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.